Democrats' kill spending bill as Senate spirals toward shutdown. By Bradley J. on September 19, 2025. Senate Democrats defeated a House-passed bill to fund the government Friday, propelling the nation toward a government shutdown. The minority Democrats largely banded together to defeat the bill, 44-48, with only Senator John Fetterman, DPA, joining Republicans. 60 votes were needed. Senator Rand Paul, RKY, who routinely votes against government funding bills, voted with Democrats, as did Senator Lisa Murkowski, RAK, a moderate who often sides with Democrats. 8 Republicans did not vote, although their votes in favor of the bill would have left the bill shy of the necessary 60. Just hours earlier on Friday, the House of Representatives passed a bill to prevent a government shutdown for another 7 weeks with only one Democrat voting supporting the critical bill. That partisanship was a sign of things to come in the Senate. The Senate first voted on a Democrat alternative to the House-passed CR that was a non-starter for Republican majorities in the House and the Senate as well as the Republican White House. Democrats demanded that Republicans permanently extend Obamacare enhanced premium subsidies, undo much of the One Big Beautiful Bill, and tie the Trump administration's hands from making additional spending cuts authorized by the Constitution and law. That bill, which also needed 60 votes, failed 47-45, with many Republican senators not even making their way to the Senate floor for the fait accompli. The second vote on the House-passed CR was more significant, as its passage would ensure an end to the current shutdown scare and give appropriators more time for a bipartisan deal by November 21. Democrats said no thanks, gambling that their tough-talking, burn-it-all-down approach would energize the radical base in greater measure than it would turn off independents and moderates who want to keep the government's lights on. The Senate is expected to recess until September 29, when Majority Leader John Thune, RSD, is likely to give Democrats a second chance to responsibly fund the government after stewing for a week and campaigning on a vote they brand as resistance to Trump. Republicans in the House and Senate are determined to play their strong hand. The Office of House Majority Whip Tom Emmer, RMN, responsible for scheduling the House floor, advised members that the House is no longer expected to be in session on September 29 and 30. If Senate Democrats insist on a Schumer shutdown of the federal government, members should be prepared to return to D.C., an advisory read. Absent a successful funding bill being passed by Congress, the government will shut down on October 1. Bradley J. is deputy political editor for Breitbart News. Follow him on X/Twitter and Instagram at Bradley J.